This is Yoga for Chronic Pain. 7 Steps to Aid Recovery from Fibromyalgia with Yoga. Written by Kayla Curran and narrated by Kayla Curran. Introduction. Dear listener, how are you feeling right now? On a scale of 1 to 10. Can I guess that you're somewhere on the pain side of things? Can I also guess that this pain isn't going away? Whether you take medication, go to hundreds of doctor's appointments, go for walks in nature, or rest, the next day you're still in pain. And how many times has someone promised you they could fix it if you have a few thousand dollars to fork over, but you've still come out feeling the same? I wish I could reach out of the recordings of this audiobook and give you a great big hug, because I know how it feels to be in terrible pain. I've been there myself. For years, I woke up in pain and was exhausted all day. Even worse, no doctor could tell me how to fix it. I tried so many different things, different doctors, naturopaths, sleeping pills, and supplements that tasted like dirt. Sometimes the medication would work for a time, but mostly it was just covering up the problem. I went on like this for years. I felt like I was only living a half life. Despite some people thinking I was depressed or just lazy, I wanted to be doing the things my friends were doing. I wanted to be playing sports, attending classes, and traveling. But I couldn't do any of it, no matter what I tried. After this had been going on for almost 7 years, someone recommended I try yoga. I said no. I didn't think it would work for me. My illness was serious. I wasn't a bit stressed out or looking for a new way to exercise. Then another person recommended I try meditation. I also said no. If a doctor couldn't help me, I had no idea how a few breathing exercises would do anything. Instead, I continued bouncing between doctors and trying different medications. Finally, after my 7-year anniversary with the illness, I picked up a yoga DVD. Couldn't hurt, could it? 10 years after picking up that yoga DVD, I'm still in recovery. After 2 years of a dedicated yoga and meditation practice, along with some other health and lifestyle changes I made, I stopped having regressions. I was able to do more and more with my day without worrying that I'd pay for it later. My pain lessened and the fatigue began to lift. Yoga and meditation led me to a new way of thinking about my body and about what the words illness and health mean. It gave me the tools I needed to manage my pain and fatigue and live a full life, even when I wasn't feeling my best. Eventually, it led to my full recovery. I wondered why doctors weren't recommending this to patients with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Was I an anomaly? So I started researching to see if I could find anyone else who had found recovery through these means and if there was any science to back it up. The findings were pretty astounding. The research was new, but it was showing that yoga and meditation were helpful for many chronic conditions and diseases. I found other stories of people who had found full or partial recovery through yoga, and over the years it started to find its way into mainstream medical practices. Doing research for this book and learning about some of the new research in this field has left me in awe of the power of the body-mind or mind-body connection. Western medicine is an incredible tool and has helped cure many illnesses that used to lead to death or disability. Yet the way that Western medicine breaks up the body into parts or illnesses into symptoms often overlooks a big part of the way our bodies function. While this outlook can be helpful for acute illnesses, in the case of a chronic condition like fibromyalgia, it's leaving a lot of people without proper treatment. I don't think we need to do away with Western medical practices. Eastern and Western medicinal practices complement each other, and we should use them together. Universal healing strategies like deep breathing, yoga, diet, etc. can be used in conjunction with specific healing strategies like the right medication or surgery. I prefer to use the word complementary medicine rather than alternative medicine because we don't need to choose one or the other. We should use all the tools we have to promote healing. I mentioned that yoga and mindfulness didn't only change the way I felt, it changed my perspective on life. I realized that I wanted to live a life that helped others and that was supportive of my own health. It was for these reasons I decided to become a yoga teacher and now write this book. I hope this book will help you to understand your pain better and give you a variety of tools to manage your pain on your journey to recovery. This book is broken into 7 chapters that will help you understand your pain and practical tips you can use to feel better. The first 2 steps focus on understanding your pain and cover both the scientific and yogic perspectives on pain management. These chapters help explain why yoga and meditation
Sample complete. Ready to continue?